This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fort Collins High School was briefly under lockdown this afternoon after students found a bag filled with empty gun magazines near the edge of campus. The Coloradoan reports the lockdown only lasted about a half hour before police declared there was no active threat. Authorities believe the bag's owner dropped it unintentionally. The Biden administration announced a new partnership to make high-speed internet more affordable for low-income families, including in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a sunny Rose Garden, President Biden said he secured commitments from more than 20 internet providers to lower prices for low-income families. They include Comcast and Allo in Colorado.
Today's announcement is going to give millions of families a little more breathing room to help them pay their bills.
Families that qualify would pay about $30 a month for high-speed internet. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Biden gave a shout-out to the lawmakers who worked on that bill, including Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, who was at the ceremony. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Dozens of Chicano murals throughout Colorado have been listed as some of the most endangered historic places in the nation. In southern Colorado, pieces include a large mural in Pueblo's Plaza Verde Park, another in San Luis, and one in Antonio. Lucha Martinez de Luna directs the group working to preserve the murals, many of which are in rapidly gentrifying neighborhoods.
We don't know the buildings, so we need to have that conversation with the building owners in terms of if they would really allow us to protect this mural and preserve it.
Martinez de Luna says preserving the art will amplify the voice of Chicano, Chicana, and Chicanx, Coloradans. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.